Hi, I'm Charlie Perry.
And I'm Amy Wall.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare. But we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated at all of the conflicting advice on looking the glowiest we can. So we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Hello, welcome back to Birthday Skin. In this episode, we are going to be talking about how to take care of your skin in the sun and how to do it properly. We are going to sound like such parents in this, like your really needy mother who's making you slap on
Factor 50.
Factor 50.
Every 5 minutes.
Inches of it on top of your skin. But trust me, you need it. It is actually terrifying.
It is so terrifying.
It really is. So fire away, Charlie. You've been looking at some interesting facts.
I've gathered the research. I think what I want to kind of address here is that I think the important thing people should take away from this is that they will know more about the damage that the sun actually has on our skin, because it's all well and good being like, yeah, I know I've got to wear SPF 50, yeah, I know I need to put it on every few hours, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think people actually know, one, what sun cream to look for, and two, how to actually use it. And
I'm going to admit something here, live on this podcast. I've never admitted this before because I only found out that it wasn't true a few days ago when we were doing this research.
What are you going to say?
And I'm kind of hoping that somebody out there is as naive as me and also thinks this. So, girl, if you're out there,
you're not alone.
Don't feel alone.
Because I actually have no idea what you're about to say.
So I used to think that the SPF numbers on sun cream bottles reflected what temperature you would be in. I remember going to like Boots to buy my sun cream to go on like a really mild holiday to Spain or something.
Oh god.
Thinking, like, literally looking on the weather forecast, being like, it's only gonna be like 29 degrees, I'll only need 30 SPF.
Oh Christ.
I used
Amy.
To look and think, what countries are people going to that they'll need 50 SPF?
Not halfway to boiling.
I know. Sorry, I'm just going to die.
Right.
But yeah, so I've admitted that. So guys, I think that really does show that I am no expert.
She is no expert. But you know what, Ames? I'm going to have to tell you the real truth behind
Please do.
Getting the right SPF.
I think I need it. I think I need this information. I think you're going to be lecturing me as well as everybody else here. So.
I think I might be. And like I said, it's so long as you know how to be looking after your skin. It's kind of your own fault if you don't take this advice, because this is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really is.
You don't want to be looking like a leather bag.
You really don't. Not by the age of 40. Definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess let's start with the difference between UVA and UVB. Will that help?
That will help.
Right. So there's UVA and UVB. They're both emitted by the sun at the same time. Hopefully we all knew this. But the difference is UVA ages your skin, and UVB makes you burn.
And I guess that's a good way of remembering it. Like A, age, B, burn.
That's literally the way I remember it. So if you get the slightest bit of a tan, it means that your body has absorbed UVA and UVB rays. So actually, as soon as you get a tan, you've damaged your skin in the sun, which is terrifying, because all everybody wants on when they've gone on holiday is to have a good tan.
I think actually, everybody is guilty for that, though.
Yeah, everybody is. I am.
Yeah.
But it also very much depends on your skin type. So somebody who's really pale compared to somebody who's got much dark skin, obviously the person with dark skin isn't going to burn as much as the paler person. And it's all about how your melanin reacts to both of the different types of rays. So if you've got really pale skin, then obviously you are much more susceptible to burning in the sun.
And that's really upsetting on my behalf.
Yeah, because, Ames, you are
pale. I am. I'm pale. There's no sugarcoat in it. I'm pale.
You're not super pale. You're not porcelain. You're not, like, super white.
That's easy for you to say, Charlie, because you're quarter Indian.
Yeah, so this is the difference. So whenever I go on holiday, I very rarely burn. And if I do, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I feel really guilty for it. And something that's also really important is that people put sun cream on, they'll walk outside, go on the sunbed, and then put sun cream on. which is stupid because your body actually has to absorb it for it to work. And always put sun cream on naked because then you don't miss spots.
It's hard to get every single bit.
Yeah, I know, but if you do it naked, then you've got more chance of getting bits that you would miss if you're, like, trying to cover your dignity while you...
Like your little titties.
Do you want to know a really embarrassing story?
More.
Oh, God. So I was sunbathing topless on holiday because I was with my three best friends.
Tits out for the boys.
you're joking.
What?
So off Phoebe's goes in the sea with Jess, me and Antonia just lying there. Antonia's got her top on. I've got mine off. I have correctly applied my sun cream. And I'm a bit like, okay, I can kind of get used to this. There's a few other girls around that had it anyway, which kind of spurred me on. So they go in the sea, and about half an hour later, they come back. I've had a nap. I've read a bit of my book. And then I hear, Charlie, Antonia. And we're like, oh, they're back. Thinking, maybe they've got an ice cream, or maybe they've got us a nice cool drink. We turn around, and there's one of our school friends.
No.
A boy. A boy. A very awkward boy.
And he's just seen your tits.
And I forgot I had no top on because I'd been there all morning with other girls with no tops on. She's put hers on. I'm a bit dopey, like I've just been relaxing for half an hour. Look over and there he is staring at my boobs.
I bet he enjoyed it.
Hi! Literally propped up on my arms. How are you? I can't believe you're in Tenerife. And he was like... Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he did not know where to look.
Me either. Literally.
Hi, yes, bye.
The worst moment of my life, and of course, when we got back to school, everybody heard about it, and that boy could not look me in the eye, and I could not look him in the eye. It was terrifying.
Oh, you're so innocent.
Yeah, but I got a nice even tan, which is the problem.
So innocent.
See, all I cared about was having a good tan. That's why I did it. That was just so irresponsible.
I remember once I went on holiday with... I know this is completely going off topic, but after this we'll stop talking about... genitals. But I went on holiday with my mum and my mum's boyfriend at the time, and they took me to a nudist beach. I was about 10 years old.
No.
Just took me to a nudist beach. I don't think they might have realised it was a nudist beach. Walked on, tits, penises, vaginas everywhere.
Oh my God.
I'm some like 48 stone 10-year-old, shy. Like, I wasn't a pretty child. And I'm just stood there, like, going into myself, my double chin, like, what's going on,
literally
Mom?
Homer Simpson.
Yeah, like, going back into that bush, like, no. Like, worst thing ever. I still remember the look of this woman's tit going underneath her armpit. Like, probably shouldn't say that, because mine did that as well. But horrible. I'm scarred by the image of that.
And you know what? It's stupid because your skin on, like, down there is so much more sensitive.
Imagine getting sand in there.
God. Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Back to the point.
Anyway.
What I was trying to say was the best way to make sure you have sun cream that actually is going to protect you properly based on your skin type and the colour of your skin is... always, 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 always make sure you have a 5-star UVA. Because the UVA, all it does is smash the part of the elastin in your skin. It basically, you're just killing all of your collagen. So it's literally giving you wrinkles as you are sat there. And you can get so many sun creams that's like 3-star UVA. I genuinely think it should be a minimum 5-star UVA. And the scary thing is, when you use a sunbed, they have more UVA in it than UVB, because if you every single time you went on a sunbed and you burn, you would stop going on them and they'd stop making money. So they take the UVB down and they artificially raise the UVA, so you're literally lying there for anywhere from 3 to 9 minutes or more if you're really hardcore, just smashing apart all of the collagen in your skin. And that's why people who use sunbeds all the time get wrinkly really quickly. It's so bad for you.
It is very scary because, like, it's hard for those pale girls out here. It really is. Like, I don't want to sit there looking like a milk bottle. I want a tan, but how without damaging my skin?
You can't.
How?
You actually can't. So you need to have a high SPF. If you start burning and you've got sun cream on and you've had it on for less than 2 hours, it's not high enough SPF, basically. And to make sure you know that you've used the most, you need to be completely covering your skin. But also, by the end of the week, you should have no sun cream left in that bottle after reapplying it. There is enough sun cream in the bottle for you to go on holiday for a week and come back with an empty bottle.
I don't think a lot of people realise that.
No, they don't.
How much you should be reapplying it.
And I would be lying if I said that I looked after my skin like an angel in the sun, because I don't. Because I've got a skin type that tans quickly and I don't burn. It just makes me think that, oh, I'll just have a quick nap. But when I went on holiday, I just completely forgot to get somebody to put sun cream on my back, fell asleep on my stomach and burnt my back. And then for the rest of the day, I felt so guilty. Like, I felt awful. I felt like I'd really damaged myself. I felt bad. Shall we talk about the effects of oil on your skin? Because I know a lot of people use oil to sunbathe with, and that haunts me.
Yeah, like carrot oil and stuff.
Yeah. So, do you use oil?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I do. Carrot oil, I do use.
That's so scary.
I know, but...
So, you know how I was saying about the UVA and the UVB?
Yeah.
Basically, when you get an SPF, which is the UVB side, when you get an SPF 15 oil, you're actually taking one step forward and two steps back, because the way that oil works and gives you a tan super quick is because it just activates the melanin in your skin a little bit faster. You're kind of glistening a little bit more. You're looking quite shiny. The sun is attracted to you.
Mm.
The melanin obviously ignites. That's what gives you a tan. But if you're giving yourself a tan, that's sun damage. So no matter how much SPF is in there, you're wearing that to get a tan. So it's pointless. You may as well just baste yourself in olive oil and just lay there.
The thought of that makes me sick.
Yeah, like an actual turkey.
Pig.
Yeah, horrific. You're a hog roast. Just alive.
Don't. Oh, no. I was like, that's sexual. Don't say that on our innocent podcast. But I'm thinking about spit roast. So that makes me the not innocent one.
So, I also found something interesting out about carrot oil, Amy. You've used carrot oil.
I am guilty of using carrot oil, yeah. So, whatever you're going to tell me, you're just going to make me feel like shit.
Yeah, it's kind of scary because if you use carrot oil, it is actually... Carrot oil is really good for you, but not as a sun cream.
It's got, like, an orange tint to it as well, so I feel like whenever I wear it than sunbathe, I always feel more tanned than I am, and I think I need that little orange tint. It just brightens my spirits a little bit. I'm like, woo, yeah, brown, woo.
You should just get some orange food colouring and put it in a bottle of some moisturiser and then bam.
But it's just not the same.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, that's a good point, but then I would actually look like a carrot.
So,
or a spit roast.
Yeah. Grim.
I meant hog roast.
So when you use carrot oil, because carrot seed oil and carrot oil is actually good for you, but you just have to be careful about how much you use, they put the carrot oil into oil, because if they didn't put the carrot oil in it, you would just be spraying oil onto your skin. So they need to make it look like it's got some kind of healthy property. So
I don't like that.
It's terrifying. You know what, Ames? I've used a sunbed twice in my life. And after having done all this research, I just feel really bad. And I'm going to vow now that I will wear SPF every single day and I will never go on a sunbed again.
They're good things to do, to vow. I'm proud of you.
What are you going to vow?
I'm going to vow... I honestly don't think I could give up sunbeds because I don't go on a lot. I don't rely on them.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when my skin is very spotty, or say if I just get a breakout, I won't even rely on the sunbed to get myself a tan. I'll rely on it to dry my skin out a little bit to help the breakout go faster. So I'm not going to vow to never give up sunbeds, but I'm going to, like, I only use them about probably once a month, if that anyway, but I'm going to vow to properly take care of my skin in the sun. I have 3 holidays coming up, and if it wasn't for us doing this research on this topic, I would probably just lather myself in carrot oil and lie there.
Terrifying.
And wait for the sun to just take me away.
Take me,
Sean.
So, you know when you said about the fact that you obviously use it to, like, clear your skin up a bit? That does make sense, because I did a bit of research into vitamin D.
Oh, yes, tell
me
all.
The big D.
Don't say that.
I don't know why I said it like that. The big D.
The big D.
Oh, gross. Yeah, the big vitamin D.
Stop saying it.
So, did you know vitamin D is the byproduct of when your melanin is like, ooh, hello, hello, sunshine. Nice to see you again, honey. Whenever it does that, your body just produces vitamin D. But people think that they need to lay there, lathered in oil like a turkey on a sunbed to get enough vitamin D. I found out because I literally scrolled through like the British Dermatology Institute thing about how to look after your skin properly in the sun. And it said that if you just sat out in a t-shirt and jeans with your face and your forearms exposed to the sun, that would create enough vitamin D for you to have a daily intake.
You can get vitamin D from other things as well, can't you? It doesn't have to be the sun.
Yeah, you can get it from all different types of food. You can get supplements, just get vitamin D supplements, and that will do the trick. Because it doesn't just help with your skin, it helps with all the different parts of your body as well.
Yeah, I think it's important to still get that vitamin D, but it's just going about it safely and knowing what you're doing, being aware of the damage it can cause. I was right when I said we would sound like mums.
Yeah, I do feel like such a mum.
But it needs to be said.
I want people to know. Like, I would hate to think, like, I knew this information and didn't tell people because of the, I feared that I might sound like an old lady. I know I sound like an old lady, but you're going to thank me when you're 45.
That's very true.
So, Ames, I have got an absolutely insane product to tell you about.
Tell me more.
So I recently discovered a brand called The Ordinary, which people are absolutely raving about.
I've heard a lot about The Ordinary.
Yeah, it's available on ASOS, it's available on Beauty Bay, all sorts of places. And it is so cheap. Like, it's amazing stuff. It's really high quality. And I actually listened to another podcast not too long ago where they interviewed the owner of DCM, which The Ordinary is part of. And he was basically saying that the products are so cheap because he prices them fairly, not because it's cheap product. He knows that he's buying the same things as other big kind of skincare, expensive skincare providers, but he's just not putting the massive like price tag on it.
He, you know, not all heroes wear capes.
Exactly.
You know?
So anyway, this product that I found, I was in London and I was like, oh my God, The Ordinary have a store in Covent Garden. So I went in and was just kind of dying in the atmosphere of all the amazing skincare around me, and I picked up this little beauty. So it is the 100% L-absorbic acid powder, which is basically vitamin C in its purest form, but they've turned it into this white powder. So if you actually just look at it, it kind of comes in UV packaging, and I'll come to that in a second, but literally when you unscrew it, it's just a pot of white powder.
Whoa, it's even got a little spoon in it.
Yeah, it's got a spoon. Like, it's mad. It looks like I've got a little brown pot of Class A substance in my bathroom. But it's amazing. So, basically, the reason why it's a powder is because if you get vitamin C in its natural form, it doesn't last very long. Did you just rub that pure on your face?
Are you not meant to do that?
No.
What are you?
I'm literally about to say how potent it is, and you have to mix it in because it's a powder.
I've just got a tiny bit on my finger, so I just thought, treat my cheek.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm putting the lid back on this.
This is dangerous.
Why?
Yeah, put that lid back on. So, what I was about to say was if you get it in its pure form, it just doesn't last very long.
What is its pure form liquid?
I think it's a liquid. Right. However, this has been made into a powder. It's actually a fine 325 mesh topical powder.
Oh, tell me more.
And basically, it means that it lasts longer. If you know it's gone off because it goes yellow and orange and you can't use it anymore, but it lasts a lot longer. And it's in brown packaging because it can oxidise with light or water or anything like that. So to use it, you need to mix it in with another cream.
So like just your average moisturiser.
A moisturiser, or this is where it comes in handy with sun care. You mix it into your sun cream because using like a third of the spoon that it comes with, if you just mix that in with the sun cream, it gives you an added layer of protection.
Wow.
It's absolutely amazing. And basically, the reason it does it is because it's a high antioxidant, so it kind of frees all the radicals from your skin. So you're not really, you can't use it on its own.
Like me then.
Yeah,
is my cheek just going to erode away? Erode.
That's the one, hon. It's been a long day.
Erode.
Yeah, if you use it on its own, it's quite potent. Literally in the shop, she was like, use the tiniest amount. It will sting. And I was like, okay.
Whoa.
But then because I've used a lot of retinoids and that kind of thing on my skin before, it's not a retinoid or retinol or anything. But because I've used a lot of them, I think my skin's just built up some kind of resistance to it.
Why don't you just put a thick layer on and see how much you can take?
I'll die. To be fair, the first time I used it, I used the tiniest amount. And actually, the reason why they sell this is because of the SPF properties.
Yeah.
And because it's an antioxidant, but it's also really good for brightening your skin. So if you've got dull skin, it's amazing. But I used it, and literally, for the first time, I went to work the next day, and somebody at work was like, Chell, your skin is so glowy today. And it was a guy that said it. So, Alex, thanks, hun. Like, it was great. Like, a guy noticed how glowy my skin was. How does that ever happen?
Maybe
it was
mad. Sure.
No, I don't think that's the case. I think he just enjoyed the glow.
Yeah, maybe he was just like, pow, ah.
Like, pow, wow, Kelly.
That glow.
I gotta wear my sunglasses around you, girl.
That glow, girl, you're brighter than the sun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I am. I'm gonna be protected by the sun.
How much was it?
20 grams of pure vitamin C.
And bearing in mind, it's going to last you a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that spoon picked up the tiniest amount from the...
It really does. Like, this is going to last ages. And if you haven't used it before, you have to start really low and use it, like, a couple times a week. I use it every night, just once a day. And it was £4.90.
Are you joking?
No. £4.90.
Get me on ASOS now. I am going to order some.
I know. It's absolutely insane. £4.90 for that. It's going to give me an extra layer of protection with my sun cream, which we all now know we need to do. We need to look after ourselves properly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to make my skin nice and glowy. Plus,
fabulous.
I can use more and more. And can I quickly add, vitamin E also has a similar property. So if you can get hold of some kind of vitamin E product, I can't recommend any yet because I haven't found any. But if you mix vitamin C and E with sun cream, it's super protect. Super, super protect. The only reason why they don't mix it in with sun cream already is because it is quite potent, so they can't be handing it out left, right and centre. And you can only use it once a day and a certain amount of it. So you kind of need to buy it separately and add it yourself. Last fact on vitamins. We know that the D is great for making your skin look nice.
D.
We know that C and E is really good for extra SPF factor when you mix it in with sun cream. Last one. If you get sun cream with zinc in it, then it protects immediately. So you buy sun cream that has zinc in it. You don't have to put it on and then wait 20 minutes to go in the sun. You put it on and pow. The sun cannot get to you.
Wow.
So we know about our vitamins now.
Yeah. Like, give me all the vitamins. Vitamins.
All the vitamins.
All the vitamins. So I mentioned before that sometimes I get bad breakouts and it is quite difficult for me to find a sun cream. And sun cream normally, unless you're paying £18 million for a face cream, you know, that's designed to do the job, it's thick.
Yeah.
It's
you don't
so
want it on your face.
Thick. No, you don't. But obviously, you need it because you need that protection. Like, my face is my most precious thing. It's not. But it's obviously your face. That's the last thing you want looking like a used leather bag.
Yes.
So for all you gals or guys like me who are quite prone to spots when your skin is, you know, quite greasy, which is what some sun cream can result in, greasy skin, I have found the perfect thing for you. And it's only £17. This isn't endorsed.
Oh.
This is something that I found, tried, tested, and I can't wait to take it on my jolly tummy. Mm-hmm. So it's SVR Sebia Clear Cream, and you'll be glad to know it's SPF 50.
Yes.
Giving you that maximum protection. The thing about this is it's oil-free. It's got no oil in it. So
good.
It doesn't block your pores.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a godsend for me, because that is what I want to avoid.
Yeah.
And it dries to the touch, so it's not greasy on your skin.
Oh, so it's like a dry... Oh,
yeah.
I guess it's not a dry oil if there's no oil in it. That's kind of...
It's not an oil, it's cream. But it dries...
But it feels like a dry oil. That's great.
Yeah, it dries to the touch.
How much was it again?
£17.
Insane. Can I buy it online?
Yes, I bought mine online.
Yes, please. I'll have a bit of that.
One thing I've been noticing quite a lot recently as well when I go, you know, into Superdrug or Boots.
Yeah.
Is SPF, like, water sprays, like mist sprays? You picked one up the other day, didn't you?
No, that stuff I picked up was basically like fake tan. That's a clear spray, and you spray it on, and then it turns into a fake tan.
But it had SPF in it, didn't it? Because I'm sure it said on the bottle.
It did have SPF in it, but obviously that must be for people who don't tan on holiday and they just want to...
But anyhow, I've started seeing them quite a lot. Like, I know Garnier do one. I'm not sure what SPF, like, if it ranges, but it's like a mist SPF spray.
That's crazy.
I know. I kind of want to try it because I feel like a mist would be so refreshing on holiday.
Yeah.
So much better than lathering cream on you.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah, that's maybe something
Why don't you try it out when you go on holiday and let us know how you found it?
Yeah, I will. I will. Definitely. That I would like amazing. To do that.
So, when I was doing my research, James, I decided to type... You know when you type things into Google, like, what does, and then you see what all the top hits are?
Yeah.
I thought maybe I'll have a look at what most people are Googling, and I Googled does sun cream and is sun cream, and the most popular thing was, does sun cream stop you getting a tan? Mm-hmm. Now, we both now know the answer that yes, it does, because it's meant to protect you from the sun, and having a tan is sun damage. It's really bad for you. So, yes, if you wear the perfect amount of SPF, the UVA, the UVB, if you make sure you get the perfect sun cream for you and you wear it and you apply it properly, you will not get a tan because you have successfully blocked all the UVA and UVB rays coming through. But I also, I was kind of looking and I was like, oh my God, who the hell is searching that? And it said, is there VAT on sun cream?
Who wants to know that?
Yeah, I was like, who the hell wants to know if there's VAT on sun cream? Like, Jesus.
Well, you did, because you clicked on it.
Yeah, and I was a bit like, lol, clicked on it, and then I was like, oh, yikes. Guess how much VAT is? Bearing in mind, there's VAT on things that are classed as a luxury item. How much VAT do you think has been put on sun cream? Bearing in mind, there's 5% on tampons and maternity pads, which is another subject on its own.
I'd say sun cream comes... in the same league as tampons. Maybe not in the same league, but in the same area. Maybe 3%? 4%?
No. 20.
What?
20%?
Jesus
There's
Christ.
20%.
Who has made that rule?
I just think it's ridiculous because it's not a luxury item, because if we get skin cancer, then we're going to have to rely on the NHS to look after us when we're not very well. So while I was looking at all of this information on the dermatology website, I'd pulled it all together, got it all, and then at the end it told me about this little app I should download. So I was like, okay, look at all these dermatologists getting all technological. So I went and found the app, and it was basically just telling you the UV levels where you are. It uses your location and tells you, once you've put in all the information about your skin colour, your eye colour, your hair colour, whether you have freckles, whether you burn, all that kind of stuff, it'll tell you how quickly you would burn and how quickly you'd damage your skin if you hadn't worn any protection. And anyway, I'd got that and it was quite helpful and it was interesting because it's been really warm here. And then I decided to look at the other apps that were on offer. And I'm not going to say...
Never a good idea.
No.
But useful, please do.
I'm not going to say any more on this subject, but it's called the Sunface app. I have checked, it's available on iPhones and Android. Please just go and download it. It is the single most creepy thing that I will ever see in my life.
I wish I could unsee my result.
Yeah, I know, it's horrific. It is horrific.
I think just download it and try it for yourself next time you're thinking you want a tan.
Yeah, exactly. You've smashed it. You've hammered the nail right on the head there, Ames.
Thank you. So I have had lip fillers.
Ooh.
And I have been getting them probably about once a year for the past 4 years. They're very natural looking, but just to give it a little bit like pow, you know?
Yeah, just
because they
bit.
Were very lopsided poom, poom. Before. But my practitioner told me that sun damage breaks down the products in your lip.
Really? So if you don't protect your lips, then you...
Yeah, it breaks it down. So obviously you're losing money because it's not lasting as long as it could. And it's just not nice. I think you've got all this broken down product like in your face.
Yeah.
I think if you're paying for it, you know, and what if it breaks down more on one side than the other?
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally holding my lips now, like, please don't go down.
That's
just one thing to touch upon. If you have had procedures, maybe talk to your practitioner about how to protect them in the sun.
That's true, because that would probably be the same for facial fillers or cheekbones, Botox, that kind of thing. So how do you look after your lips in the sun?
Just SPF lip balm. Carmex has SPF in it.
Yeah.
I always put Carmex on before I go on the sunbed.
Ah, hon. Spreading all the good news.
I'm just letting you guys know, you know, don't need to waste your money. Nothing worse.
Exactly. Right, well, I guess I'll see you in a few episodes' time, honey. Well, actually,
few
in the next one.
Who are you going to do the next one with?
Just my other friend called Amy.
Bitch.
From Blackpool.
Bitch.
Well, I'll smell you later.
Bye.
See you later.